The new year brought a new law that's generated a lot of heat in Texas, the open carry of handguns. KERA's Eric Austin is here to explain what open carry means in Texas. Hi, Eric.
Hey, BJ.
Well, there's a lot of confusion out there about open carry. Can you clear things up?
Well, I'll try. In Texas, you can now openly carry a handgun in a hip or shoulder holster. You don't need to conceal a gun like you did in the past. Governor Greg Abbott signed the law back in June, and it went into effect January 1st. In Texas, in order to openly carry a gun, you have to have a handgun license, and you have to be at least 21. You also have to have a clean criminal and psychological record. And you have to complete classroom training and pass a shooting test. About 925,000 Texans have concealed handgun licenses, and that's about 3% of the population.
And just to make it clear, you cannot carry a gun anywhere, right?
Exactly, and that's important to keep in mind. Areas that were considered gun-free zones in the past will remain gun-free, places like schools, polling places, courtrooms, and secured areas of airports. Both Dallas and Fort Worth prohibit handguns at city council or other governmental meetings, as well as high school, college, or professional sporting events on city property. Now, businesses can choose whether to ban guns, but they have to post signs explaining that.
Why is open carry so controversial?
Well, some are uncomfortable with the idea of going into a store and seeing someone carrying a gun in a holster out in the open. They find that upsetting. Opponents say it will also be tougher for police to spot criminals. But supporters of open carry say that the opponents are just overreacting and that not much will change. They note that most other states already allow open carry. Texas is the 45th state to do so. On Sunday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, and he says the new law will not create a panic in Texas.
This is just propaganda by those who either don't like guns, who are afraid of guns, which I respect. Some people don't like them. But don't stop us who love guns, who love the Second Amendment, from being able to protect ourselves, our family, our businesses, and our friends.
Where do businesses stand on open carry?
Several businesses are banning open carry. The list includes Whataburger, as well as Whole Foods, Torchy's Tacos, and HEB, the grocery store chain. Other businesses, though, are allowing open carry. Those places include Kroger and Home Depot. Then there's a popular barbecue joint in the Houston suburbs, Brooks Place, that's offering a 10% discount to customers who openly carry guns. A coupon on its website says, "Thank you for carrying your gun today."
Well, how have cities and police departments been getting ready for open carry?
Cities and police departments are definitely trying to get the word out. Several across the state have posted public service announcement videos on YouTube. Here's a video that Round Rock put on its YouTube page.
Before you call 911, ask yourself, is the gun out of its holster? Is the person acting reckless, threatening, or a danger to the public? If you see something suspicious, call 911. Be open carry aware.
Police departments across Texas have spent the past few months training officers on the new law. And the city of Dallas trained its 311 and 911 call takers on the new laws so they can answer questions from callers.
And how about schools? How are they getting ready?
Dallas ISD has posted a video on YouTube that features Craig Miller, the school district's chief of police. He says there will be new signs on schools this week that say licensed gun holders still cannot enter a school with a firearm.
That means, and really for the people that are watching this video, the most important thing is to know that you still can't take a gun into a school. It's not, a teacher can't take a gun into a school, a staff can't take a teacher's gun into a school, a student can't take a gun into a school, no one can come into a school with a gun, even if you have a CHL, handgun license.
The Dallas School District also notes it remains illegal for a licensed gun holder to bring a firearm to school functions, including sporting events and field trips.
That's KERA's Eric Austin. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, BJ.
We have more coverage on open carry on our website, keranews.org.